No questions?
Yeah, man, how's practice been going so far for you all here? Is getting camp started, back in pads and so forth?
I think it's been good. You know, obviously we're 4 days into it, being on the field. I think the effort's been really good at practice. You know, we've got a long way to go and a lot of work to do, a lot of hard work in front of us. But I think the start's been great. Can't ask for better effort from our guys, and we've certainly got a nice break with the weather too. It's been beautiful out here.
Oh, we gotta go back before we get back to camp on the Kyle Shanahan plays coming into late deal. And
yeah, I think sometimes the headlines of articles can be misleading. You know, in that situation, it was just a reference to how we operated all year. It wasn't coming in too late or anything. That's just the way it came in. I thought Kyle did a great job for us last year. So I think everybody's reading a little bit too much into it. And, you know, it is what it is. But we've moved on. We're on to this year. And we're focused on, you know, trying to become the best football team that that this team can be.
And he's pointing out that you all didn't have any delayed game penalties.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have any delay of games, and this wasn't a critical take on Kyle at all. This was just the way that we operated in the past. Kyle did a great job for us for 2 years, and did a great job of calling plays for us. So it wasn't a critique on him. That's just the way we operated.
Matt, the continued growth of Tevin Coleman and those guys being able to be used in the passing game as well as running game.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys, Tevin, Devontae, I mean, they're so versatile for us. But when you watch those guys compete this offseason, the way that they practice the start of camp, you know, catching the football out of the backfield, it's going to be critical for us. I think those guys, you know, are two of the most talented guys in the league. And our three down backs, I mean, they catch the ball really well for us. They run the ball in between the tackles, outside the tackles. And they pass protect for us really well. So we're lucky to have both those guys, but Tevin's done a great job.
Man, on the topic of moving on, was there any different approach from Coach Quinn in this offseason?
I mean, Q's been this way since I've been here. He's forward-thinking and about constant improvement. And so from that sense, I don't think he's been any different. I think he's taken a pulse of this team, this organization, where we're at, and you know, as trying to push us further and make us better. So from that standpoint, I think he's been really similar.
Hey, Matt, you spent some extra time, I think, in California with Austin Hooper this offseason. What did you learn about him, and what do you expect out of him this year?
Yeah, I expect a lot. I think Hoop's done a great job for us. I mean, he played at a high level for us last year as a rookie, and I think having this offseason to be able to spend time in the facility, learn, catch his breath a little bit from that first year, too, and learn from that experience. I think he's going to do great things for us. You know, as far as spending time with him during the offseason, I mean, I'm just impressed with the way that he works. He's dedicated. He wants to be a great player. And when you have guys like that, you know, it's exciting to be around them.
Two more questions
on the other Coleman, Derek. What has it been like working with him? And what are the added responsibilities on your part as far as communicating with him, and how has that worked out?
Derek's been great. You know, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, obviously stands in the correct spots in the huddle to make sure that he can see kind of what you're saying as well. But really, I mean, after working with him the first couple of days, I don't even think about it anymore. I mean, he's amazing. He does a great job for us. He's been a pleasure to work with. He works extremely hard, really dedicated. To trying to be the best player that he can be, but it's been great working with him so far.
Matt, can you comment?
Not really. I mean, honestly, yeah, not that much. I mean, there's a few tweaks with things we've done maybe a little bit differently in terms of shifts and motions, getting him, you know, sending him at the right times, but that's about it.
Matt, can you comment about Mohamed Sanu and what he brings to you in the field? Can you talk about the personality that he brings to the team too?
Yeah, I mean, Mo brings a lot. I mean, obviously, you guys see the plays that he makes on the field, but the day-to-day, the energy that he brings on the practice field, he's a high-energy guy. And I think, you know, that swag, that you know, that energy that he brings, guys feed off of it for sure. I know for me, you know, when he's going and he's talking and, you know, he's got that big smile on his face, I mean, it just – That positive energy is contagious, and he's been really good for us. I mean, he's a leader for this football team and does a great job with it.
Matt, can you comment about what you're seeing in the young secondary?
I'm sorry?
Can you comment about the young secondary, some of the young players, DeMonte Casey, what you're seeing? if anything stuck out to you or impresses you about their play?
Yeah, I think our young guys have done a good job. I mean, they're aggressive, learning the system. The one thing you see is great effort. I mean, going after the ball nonstop, they get great effort towards the football. So I've been impressed with what they've done.